Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Daf Dalid, Gittin 4a, pagination is 7. We're dealing with explaining the original statement in the Mishnah that a shliach laholacha, a messenger on behalf of the husband, who's bringing the get to the place of his wife in order to divorce her, that shliach, that messenger, has to make a statement, Befanai nechtav, the get was written in front of me, uvefanai nechtam, and it was signed in front of me. And we had two explanations in the Gemara as to why this statement was necessary. One approach, which is not the way we paskin, is the approach of Rabba, which is Lefi She'ein Bekiyin Lishma. Because not every place was knowledgeable in the laws of writing a get, and that it has to be written specifically for this couple. And therefore, we want the messenger to affirm that it was written correctly. The second approach, which is the way we paskin, is like Rava, which is Lefi She'ein Eidim Mitsuyim Lekaimo. We're concerned that when the get is brought from one place to another, there will not be people to affirm the signatures that are on the get. And if we can't affirm those signatures, we're going to have a problem, possibly in the future, if the husband were to contest the get, and therefore we are requiring straight up front that we somehow affirm these signatures. And the method that was used for the benefit of the woman to try to get her divorce effectively with the least complication was that the messenger should affirm the signatures. And when he does so, we consider that kiyum shtaros, an affirmation on the document, and we accept it, and it's binding, and it's final. We mentioned that this kiyum shtaros is indeed different than other kiyum shtaros, affirming documents, because normally we would require two witnesses on each signature, and over here, we're simply allowing the messenger, because of this takana, to affirm the signatures. One witness, the messenger, to affirm it. Now, the Gemara wondered, according to Rava, who says that the issue here is to affirm the signatures, why is the messenger required to make the statement, Befanai nechtav, uvefanai nechtam, it's written in front of me and it was signed in front of me. He should only have to talk about the signatures. Why is he talking about the writing of the get? Indeed, it has to be written lishma, but that wasn't our concern. We know that the other Bezdin took care of that. That's not the concern, according to Rava. The concern is that we won't have people to affirm the signatures. So why does he have to talk about the writing of the get when he makes his statement? And the Gemara explains, because we want to differentiate between regular kiyum shtaros that requires two witnesses on each signature, as opposed to this, where there's a massive leniency going on, and we want people to understand that there's something very different about this kiyum shtaros, and that's why when one person is believed to affirm the signatures, he's required to make a statement that's unique. It was written in front of me. It was signed in front of me. And like this, we have our differentiation. Indeed, if a document of financial matters was written not lishma, it was a standard document, but it was signed correctly, it would be binding, unlike the get, and that's why this makes it very distinctive when you talk about the writing as his part of his affirmation. The Gemara on the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph explores the opinion of Rabbah, which was that the document, the get, has to be written and apparently signed Lishma. And we were worried that people didn't know that. And the challenge over here is, Man Haitana, who is indeed the opinion, Deboi Ksiva Lishma Uboi Chasima Lishma. Who is the opinion that requires both writing it Lishma and signing it Lishma? E. Reb Meir, if you want to follow the opinion of Reb Meir, Chasima Boi, he requires the signing be done correctly, but Ksiva Lo Boi, he doesn't require that the writing be done correctly. For example, if it was written while it was still attached to the ground, a person wrote the words of the get on bark of a tree while it was still on the tree, according to Reb Meir, as long as you detach it before you give it, it's going to be kosher. So you see that the writing did not have to be done according to the protocol. E. Reb Elazar, if you want to follow the opinion of Reb Elazar, so we said, Afal pi she'ena lav edim, even if there's no signing, Ela shenasno lo b'fnei edim, as long as you gave it in front of witnesses, kosher, it's going to be kosher. Because Rabbi Lazar holds Ede Mesira Karsi. The act of giving the get in front of witnesses is ultimately what severs the bond of marriage. And he doesn't require witnesses in the document at all. And therefore, we're in a quandary here, according to Rabbah, that the issue is that it has to be done lishma. And therefore, he's saying, it was written in front of me. It was signed in front of me. Do we have an opinion that really holds that both the writing and the signing have to be done lishma? Or have to be done at all? On today's daf, Gittin Dalid, the Gemara acknowledges in the name of Rav Ashi, about seven lines down, that the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda would match this statement, because Rabbi Yehuda posel ad shetehei kesivaso v'chasimaso betalush. Rabbi Yehuda says the get is not good until the writing and the signing are done while it's detached from the ground, meaning according to all of the get protocols, both the writing and the signing have to be done. And if we say that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, then we would understand b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam, according to the approach of Rabbah, that it's an issue of doing it lishma, for the right purpose with the right intent. However, the Gemara, right before it acknowledges that there is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, introduces an answer which will be very important, not only on understanding Rabbah's position, but also in understanding the way we paskin, where we're paskining according to Rava. Three lines down on Dalet Amud Aleph, La'olam Rabbi Elazar hi. You could understand our Mishnah according to Rabbi Elazar, who basically does not require signatures in the get. As long as the get is written properly and it's presented in front of witnesses, it works. But, v'chilo boi Rabbi Elazar chasima, when did Rabbi Elazar not require signatures? Hecha deleka edim klal. If there are no signatures in the document, in the get. But hecha deika edim, but if there are signatures, boi, he's going to require that they have been done correctly. The Omer Rabbi Abba, because Rabbi Abba taught us, Moda Rabbi Lozer b'mezuyef mitocho shuhu pasol. Rabbi Lozer agrees that even though signatures are not required, but if there's forgery, or if the witnesses are psulim, invalid witnesses, then in fact the get will be pasul. And therefore, it makes a lot of sense that when the messenger comes to affirm the get, according to Rabbo, that the problem was lishma, that it was done properly, he has to affirm both the writing and the signatures, because even though we might not have required signatures to begin with, according to Rabbi Lazar, but now that there are signatures, which, by the way, was recommended, and there's a takana that we should do that, because we want those signatures there, so that if the Edei Mesira, the people who witnessed the giving of the get, die or move, we should still have something of testimony to affirm this get and its origins. So it has witnesses signed to it. Well, if it has witnesses signed to it, they better be good witnesses. And that's why the messenger has to affirm that. We paskin, like Rava, that the purpose of this messenger's statement was to affirm the signatures specifically. We also paskin, like Rabbi Lazar, that the signatures were not biblically required, but now that they are there, they have to be good. And this is, in fact, the way we paskin in Evan Ezer, Simen Kuf Lamed. The Mechaber describes different cases where the witnesses signed incorrectly. They signed at the top of the get, or on the right, or on the left, or on the back of the get. These cases are pasul. Nevertheless, in Sif Vav, the Mechaber writes, Kol elu she'amarnu pasul, these cases that we just said are invalid signatures, im yesh kan edei mesira, if there are people who witnessed the get being given to the woman, kosher, the get will be a valid divorce. And the Vilna Gaon explains, because just imagine that those signatures aren't here. He says, it's not mezuyaf, it's not that they're forged signatures, it's not that they're invalid witnesses, it's just that good people signed in the wrong place. So it's as if they didn't sign. What do you do with a get, according to Rabbi Lazar, that has no signatures? You make sure to give it in front of Edei Mesira, and that testimony of the giving is going to make it into a valid divorce. So according to Rava, in Rabbi Eliezer, that does not require signatures, but if there are signatures, we need to affirm them to make sure that there's nothing wrong about them, because if they were pasul, it would invalidate the get, even according to Rabbi Lazar, mezuyaf mitocho. And now that we're affirming it with a leniency of allowing the messenger, who's only one witness, we also need him to affirm the writing of the get, in order that there should be something distinctive about his affirmation. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.